Now, we talked earlier in the show, our lead story, if you will, our A block.
Yes.
For our TV people. Someone over the weekend has destroyed the men's bathroom in the worst possible way with Dadoo.
Yes.
Like a Dadoo nuke, a tactical Dadoo nuke.
A reverse volcano.
Yeah.
Of Dadoo.
Just awful.
And they didn't clean it up.
Didn't clean it up. That's the most awful part, as now I walk down the hallway and I saw our poor cleaning crew. The carts were outside of the bathrooms. Mm. So prayers up.
Oh, no.
To those brave souls on the wall. Now, don't deserve that at all.
They don't. And they're not paid enough. No matter how much they're paid, they're not paid enough.
Not paid enough. I can't believe what EA thinks is funny.
Yeah.
What do you
Fun practical joke.
What he allegedly did.
Now, did Monty wait outside for them to finish cleaning before he went in there?
Or did he just push them out of the way and said...
Radio Superstar?
Said, let me top that off for you. Move in there. He just got back.
Do you have a report from the bathroom?
It's all clear.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's taken care of.
Wow. Really? Good on them.
That poor woman. Man. She was not happy, I don't think.
Because she
bet.
Saw you and thought you were going to re-explode it.
Re-explode it.
Didn't hard work.
It didn't help that during the break I saw her and I apologized on your behalf.
What did you say to her?
I said, sorry, my friend. You noticed the leg. Sometimes it's hard for him to hit the spot. She said, I know. I get it.
You called me your friend?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
my poopy friend.
Friend?
No, I blamed EA.
My one-legged poopy friend. I'm sorry for him.
That has become my go-to. It's like the ticket stock show, stock after show. Not that. It's on my mind, though, what we've been talking about, where we tried moving chairs around to get a spot for Monto, and the manager was like, whoa, can't move it. And I'm terribly sorry, sir. It's from my handicapped friend. You know, it sucks for him that we have to do this, but, and he completely changed his tune. I use that all the time now.
Have me bail you out of uncomfortable situations.
Absolutely, yeah. They're the jerk if they question it at all.
We got dinner one night, and we used that to get better seats so we could watch the Stars game.
Absolutely we did. Say, I'm sorry, I don't think my chaired friend is going to be able to get to this spot.
He brought his own chair. It has wheels. Maybe you've seen one of those before.
Maybe
he's in a wheelchair.
Maybe you've heard of the Iraq War, ma'am. Or Nam. Ever heard of those?
Did
he
you?
Had nothing to do with it.
Did
but,
you
yeah.
fight? Neither did he, but he's...
Those are events. 81 years ago was D-Day.
And by that time, she's just like, yes, you can move wherever you want.
I don't care.
Yeah.
All right. So. Let's talk about the topic of the week.
Okay. On the hard line, at least.
On the hard line. I don't know if the Musers ever talked about it.
On and off air.
But that is getting you up on stage for Summer Chill. And performing your smash hit, Let's Blunt.
By popular demand.
Which has been a definitely an earworm during Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Yeah, we've never stopped down sucked to do a full length of a song just to listen to it.
It's we'll do Freebird every now and then.
It's a Bob favorite, there's no doubt. I think Bob sent me a Let's Bunt this morning, even regarding tennis.
Well, they heard it for the first time
like a month ago.
A little while ago.
And they didn't even know that's not really me.
I think it is.
It's pretty close, I admit.
Crank it, Glenn.
Let's bunt.
Sounds like it.
Be fast enough to win a foot race.
Propofol DJ.
Let's bunt. Then lay it down.
So that was...
There's like five needles in my arm during this.
That was something Ham and I worked on, I don't know, a year ago?
Yeah.
A year and a half ago? And I don't know, it was probably pretty soon after you showed me that website where you can clone their voices. And
right.
I wrote Les Bunt and then Ham put it all together, and it's a very funny song, but now...
Under the Bronson Arroyo tree of sports songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now that that is the Hardline's Play Pretty, they are trying to pressure you into doing that song.
Indeed.
On stage at Summer Chill. And you've been saying no.
He's had a thousand excuses for no.
I've just got conditions.
It's not a full song. I don't know this song.
You're
I
definitely trying to kick the can down the road to do it at Ticketstock.
Yeah.
I've asked for, just give me a year.
A year?
Ticketstock 2026.
I learned 5 songs on drums like within the past week and a half.
I'm not musically inclined like
Mark
you.
Mark that.
Mark that. Including that song.
You're much more talented than me. That's what makes the show work.
Both of us?
You can drum.
He's pointing at me. He's gesturing to me.
I can speak in full sentences, so that's why.
If only I could translate drums to on-air segments.
You can do laser voice in full sentences. That's a skill.
That helps during talk radio.
Yeah. Really.
And I feel like my demands have been fairly modest.
No.
You asked for $10,000 to do it.
Corby makes like $1 million a year. He could afford 10 grand. He's in Boulder right now vacationing.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you want to do it just for the love of the game?
Yeah.
Or just for, because it's for the P1s.
Do you think we want to do Black Daddy again?
I know y'all want to do it because y'all love kicking my friend Daddy any chance you get. So.
You think we want to go up there and do a Ticket band song with Lando and Baldy and me and him again?
That sounds awesome.
But we do it because the P1s demand that from us. And I think they demand you cover this song as well.
I guess my thinking is, it's y'all's song. I'm the world's worst singer. I don't want to poison the great work that y'all did. I give y'all full authority to perform it. Y'all
tear this
y'all's
cheap
self.
Excuse in half.
You could sing better than AI DJ.
I'd question that.
Literally, one of the harmony is just the same key that he just pitched up differently.
I can't even replicate that.
That's what we call tongue depressor DJ, as they're trying to test you for strep.
Ooh, is that what we need to bring him? A lot of tongue depressors.
Just hold it on your tongue while you're singing.
Get a mic, get a mic!
But
what'd you call it?
Ham and I...
Ham calls it lobotomy DJ. Yeah.
In Sean's head,
that's what I sound like at all times.
True. As the creators of the song, him and I think it can only be done proper justice by you singing it live.
Yeah.
Right now, it feels incomplete. It's hollow. It has an AI version of you doing it.
No soul?
No. It needs a little of that Ringenberg magic.
When you think soul, you think Daddy first. And then after that, you think
he's a soul brother.
He's a soul
then
brother.
Then there's you.
Dallas Texas, what do you think?
So we need you to go up there and do it. And if you need us to do backup, choose sunflower seeds while you sing it.
I could drum.
However we can help.
I learned the drums last night.
I'll play the tuba.
Ham is a... Okay. See, this is what happens when
I'm not overstepping my bounds here.
When you hold out, you get a little bit more. The Hardline have all volunteered to harmonize on stage with me as well. I feel like Monty needs to be on stage too. If we're talking about giving the P1s what they want, I think this is another opportunity for you to go up there and strut your stuff, if you will.
Test the integrity of their stage's weight limit. We got to pick one right now. Monty or that whole drum set. Pick one, hurry.
Let's just risk it.
Oh, we don't need drums for this song. We'll be all right.
All right. I'm willing to make an announcement.
Okay. We have a drum roll?
I will perform the song at Ticket Summer Chill 2025.
Let it re-roll.
For $5,000.
No, okay.
Just lowered your offer. It's still stupid.
We're not paying you anything. You need to do this because you want to do it, because you love it. You love the stage.
And you know the P1s would love it.
The listeners.
I want to do it for $5,000, absolutely.
You want, baby.
If we can get your brother, Daddy, to sing it with you.
No, you're going the other way.
Back to 10,000?
Now you're absolutely not going to get me.
We don't need to show up his singing with Daddy, though.
Brother from another mother.
That's true. You would get over...
Daddy has impeccable pitch. I don't think you could do that with the tongue depressor that we need for everybody.
But a song about bunting, pitch might be important.
And look, this may be the beginning of a long line of baseball-themed rock and roll hits for you, because him and I have been in the lab cooking up other ones.
Is Bronson going to be there scouting out?
Could be.
Signs me to a record deal?
I know there's another one in the can.
Not even. It's more specific. You have a whole theme of bunt songs lined up, but you got to get this first one off the ground. And that's why it's important. That's why you got to do it. The lyrics are already wrote for you. And you got to remember this, too. I know you don't think you're a good singer. The star of every Time Wasters up until a couple of years ago was a guy with the worst singing voice of all time, and Dan.
That is fair.
So you just basically got to talk sing.
Yeah. Tyler does it, too.
Whoa. Let's bunt. Put on your red shoes and choke up the bat.
The timing will be a little weird doing it in person, but that's why you get to practice.
Yeah.
And you get to sing the lyric about sniffing your balls.
Yeah. Once I actually read the lyrics, I was like, I didn't even know that was
typed up the lyrics for him, and I fleshed out another part that we didn't include. It's genius. And he's looking at the lyrics like, what the hell is this? Is that what it really says?
Well, that's another part of it, too. I had never even heard the David Bowie song before this, so I know nothing about how to sing it. Y'all have heard me sing before. I'm terrible at lining up the actual, like, singing
along
to a song.
Again, you don't need to sing it. You just need to do spoken word.
Right. Even the timing, though, is tough.
That's why you get to practice.
Yes. That's why we practice.
I'm sending out an SOS.
That
See, that's
practice.
Talent right there. No. That's what people want.
No.
Wow. Actually got me. But you have a couple of weeks, because it's June 19th.
A week and a half. Running out of time.
I'm rounding up here.
I don't know if the band even can learn it.
They
in
already
time.
Said they've been practicing it since they heard the song originally.
Yeah, and they could do drums on it.
Did they really have a press release? They said this as a band.
They told us, me and Ham.
Yeah,
interesting. All right, for $2,000, I'll do it.
No, the price. You're gonna have to keep going lower, man. Ham and I don't make that kind of money. We are not Corby. Ham and I won't make a combined $1 million in the next 10 years.
How about this? Monty and I will buy you one burrito bowl.
Ooh.
We'll buy you one tall can of Pringles, your favorite.
But I get a couple chips.
And $2,000?
No.
$2,000's off the table, and there's going to be no cash being exchanged hands here.
I don't work for free.
We'll buy you a pack of Hanes white t-shirts.
Just because you guys are communists and love working for free like China, that doesn't mean that I have to do it.
China.
Oh, my God. I never turned in my hours for last month.
All right. Let's get out of here.
What an idiot.
go see DJ at Summer Chill 2025, June 19th at Granada.
I'm willing to continue arbitration talks.
We're so far apart.
I'm willing to... My trade leader, the leader of the debate here, and my chief negotiators.
Trade you to the classical station for a second round pick.
They wouldn't make me do it.